And so anyway, I was like, oh, that's hilarious, because I probably owe. So there was $5 bills that fell out of the washer. And then when I took those clothes out of the dryer, there was another $5 bill. So I was like, I probably owe three of those to the swear jar for those. Oh man, it hurt. So anyway, I was going to call this the podcast because I was just going to swear, but I'm not going to. Anyway, you know what they say, when you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. That's like a page out of the Big Farty Pants rule book, right?
That's what Big Farty would say. Be nice. Rock.
I rock all the time.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty would say.
That's like a page out of the podcast rule book.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4753. BFO for Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you all about the weekend, and I've got a little sad news, too. Hello, Chili Willy's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you Chili Willies today, because y'all, you know, I mentioned that I had to turn on the air conditioning. And y'all, it was just hot. But y'all, on Sunday evening, we was, you know, they said, oh, we've got a good chance of rain on Sunday. And y'all, that's some cheese and salami. I guess it's salami. But y'all, it went down to 52, I say, chew on Sunday night. And I said, you know, No, I will not run the air conditioning when it's like that. So, y'all, I turned it off and opened the windows. And, y'all, it's for the next week, it's only going to be in the 70s and in the mid to upper 50s to low 60s in the evening. So, y'all, I'm going to enjoy not giving my duckies away to the energy company. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, just shut it down. The energy company, not the little show. Oh, you can shut the little show down, too. Yeah, because y'all, you know, I didn't finish telling you about the weekend. On yesterday's little show. And yeah, I need to back up. Big Fatty beep beep. No, not that kind of backup. Anyway, y'all, the main thing that happened for the weekend, y'all, it happened on Friday. Y'all, it was supposed to happen between 10:30 a.m. in the morning and 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. I think you probably know what it was. Y'all, you know that Peter Potamus, I blame him because he was asking me about the frigid air. And I told him, I said, I think the Lowell's has a good sale on appliances, but it only goes through Wednesday. And, you know, when I was out there at the Lowell's, I was looking at the all-in-one washers and dryers. Now, y'all, my washer and dryer were working, but y'all, they were, they're 18 years old right now, and that's kind of pushing it for the life of a washer and dryer. I looked up, and these were a Manna washer and dryers, and the expected life of them was 10 to 15 years. And y'all, needless to say, I've been pushing that anywhere from 3 to 8 years. So sometimes In my book, if I can afford it, if it can be within my means, I will do preemptive or active rather than reactive purchasing, especially if the deal is right. Well, y'all, I went back and I looked, and Wednesday in the evening, I decided that I was just going to go ahead and replace the washer and dryer. And y'all, I found a found a Samsung. You know, Samsung is fine except for refrigerators. I believe everybody I know who has a Samsung refrigerator absolutely despises the ice maker. I'm looking at you, Alex LFM and Brandon and Casey and Mr. Man and who knows who else, but the ice maker is the death. Is no, do not get a Samsung Frigidaire. So y'all, so I found a stackable pair. Y'all, they're black, and but y'all, the deal was 40% off. Free delivery, free setup, free all the different little add-ons that they have you know, for installation, and free haul away of the old things, and a free 2-year warranty. And so, y'all, I pressed the button, and I ordered it, and it was to be delivered on Friday. Dude, the guys got here, I don't know, a little bit, right at around 2 o'clock, and y'all, the guy, they were just as nice as they could be. The guy came in and says, "Oh, this looks like an easy job." I said, "Well, you've just jinxed it," and he says, "I probably have," and then he started working on taking the old pair, getting them out of the way. He goes, "Oh, this is going to be more difficult than I thought. See, I told you, you jinxed it." But anyway, y'all, they finally got the old washer and dryer out, and while they were unpacking the new one, Big Fatty was back. Y'all, I was cleaning the floors like they'd never been cleaned before. Big Fatty, well, y'all, I can tell you that the washer and dryer were moved out before I moved into the villa. So that would have been 11 years ago, and I can assure you I have not pulled the washer and dryer out in 11 years to clean behind it. And so they took it all out and everything, and they brought the new one in and hooked it all up. And y'all, there were extra parts that they had sent for the installation that I didn't need. So they said, "Just take it back and get a refund." But y'all, they were free because they were part of the package. But I'm going to try to get the refund anyway. Big Fatty, you're a cheap ass. I am. But y'all, the one thing, he says, it was a metal dryer vent hose, and the one I had before was kind of a heavy duty plastic, and it would bend and everything much easier than the metal one. He says your old one is better; it will work better with this. And so, y'all, we got the old one off the truck, and y'all, I had when they had undone it, I reached in to see how much lint was in there. Y'all, there was so much lint in there, you wouldn't believe it. So y'all, I got out my leaf blower, y'all, and it's heavy duty, and I stuck it on one end of the hose, and the guy held the other end out in the street. Y'all, it shot big old hunks of lint out of that hose. Y'all, I've never cleaned the hose in the 11 years I'd been here, and I'm not sure it had been cleaned since the dryer had been installed in 2008. So, needless to say, I have a a lovely, clean dryer hose. And y'all, the washer, it's very interesting. It has the drawer that you put the bleach and the fabric softener and the laundry detergent in. Y'all, it has these two tanks in it. One you fill up with laundry detergent, and one you fill up with fabric softener. And y'all, it'll and in that way, it will automatically dispense the amount of detergent and fabric softener depending on the cycle you choose, and it holds enough for up to 20 loads. So y'all, for 20 loads, I don't have to, you know, measure it out and dump the cup into the machine. And y'all, less of a chance of Big Fatty making a big ass mess. Yes, Big Fatty. And but y'all, the thing it's a much bigger drum on the washer and the dryer. Y'all, I would struggle to fit my bed sheets in there. You know, it'd fill it up. Y'all, it's about half full now. And you gotta think it's getting things cleaner anyway. Yes, Big Fatty. And but y'all, you set the cycle you want, and then when the cycle is done, y'all, it sends a message to the cellular telephonic devices. Big Fatty, your underpants are clean. Except, you know, of course, I don't wear underpants. But and then it says, based on the cycle that you chose, the dryer is set to the equivalent cycle for drying that load. And of course you can change it and everything, but y'all, I think that's kind of cool that it does that. And y'all, it works like a charm, and I'm very pleased with it. Now, it does stick out a little bit further from the wall, probably in couple of inches, inch to 2 inches, but that's okay. And anyway, so that was the other big news on fall, right? Y'all, I'm happy. I'm happy that, you know, I told you that the Atlanta Braves beat the Philadelphians on a fall, right? Night, but y'all, I have to give credit where credit is due. The Philadelphians, y'all, they were tied going into the ninth inning on Saturday, and y'all, they ended up scoring 4 runs in the top of the ninth inning. No, it was the 10th inning, because it went into extra innings, and they scored 4 runs in the top of the 10th, and, you know, the Atlanta Braves got the ass beat, even though Atlanta scored 1 run in the top of the bottom of the 10th. But, y'all, they made it all good. Y'all, they pulled out a can of whoop-ass on Sunday and beat the Philadelphians on Sunday. Don't remember the score, but it was big. And anyway, y'all, on Sunday, I told you that I did not record the LFC with Vader because it was too much from him. But y'all, you know, I got some of the Lowell's cash from the washer and dryer purchase, and so what I did is I applied it, and I had a 10% off coupon that I applied to the purchase of, y'all want a retractable screen for my back door. Yes, Big Fatty, the retractable screen on the screen porch. It makes as much sense as well as this little show. And y'all, Casey in Denver had just replaced his. And so y'all, I went and picked up that at the Lowell's and came back. And y'all, the packaging, 30 minutes to install, you know. Y'all, I piddled with that thing and struggled, and y'all, I didn't get it all put together. And I finally, I was just so frustrated. I just stopped. I said, I'll just wait and start on Monday morning. So y'all, that's what I did. I came in, I watched the news and the 6 minutes, and y'all piddled around and just had a quiet evening. Had the windows open, slept like a baby, and got up on Monday morning. Had my breakfast. Y'all had some. It was croissant. Croissant bread, toast for my breakfast, y'all, then I was off. I wasn't off. Y'all, I went back to work on the door. Y'all, I watched the video the company had said, watch this to figure it out. It wasn't helping me, so I went on the www, and there was another video from a guy, and he was... I watched it, and he struggled with the same things that I struggled with, so I didn't feel quite as bad or badly. I watched that, and finally, I got it all put together. Y'all, it is installed. I know that John in Vermont is saying, Big Freddy, we've talked about this. Pay the professionals to install it. But I agree. I got it installed, and it works like a charm. I've got the back door wide open. I've got the storm door screen window part open. Y'all, it's almost cold inside the villa. It's getting such a good cross breeze and everything. And once I got that done, I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle, came back. Y'all, I watched, what did I watch on the TV machine? I watched the first episode of this season of the 1% Club. Y'all, I did pretty well on that, except for the, there were about 3 questions that I had trouble with. Then what did I do then? Big Fatty, we don't know. Veda messaged me, says, "Are Big Fatty, I'm available to record the LFC. If you are," I said, "Thank you for calling." And so y'all, I've just finished recording that with Veda. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got an e-letter from that Gary Bearden out there at Rainbow Acres in Oregon. He says, Big Fatty, Friday, Mean Keen reported that his puppy dog, Pasha, had crossed the Rainbow Bridge on the face space. I wanted till I listened to the little show to see if you mentioned it. I thought you would want to know. I do, Gary, and I appreciate it. And as you may know, Mean Keen is the official sports ball correspondent here on the BFO. So y'all, keep Mean Keen in your thoughts at this time of losing his puppy dog, Pasha. Oh dear, I see. Y'all, Gary went on to say that I also... have trouble opening bottles and jars. I'm 9 years older than you, and here recently I've been able to start opening them without my pliers. And just about the time I'm going to call the little show, I'm having trouble again. Hopefully soon I can report it gets better. Love the show, Miss Adams' Daily Show, and I'm doing good for the most part. Well, Gary, always good to hear from you. And, y'all, Gary is as devoted a listener as there is out there. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like Moose Pea, it's true. And Miss Bacon, yes. And Miss Beaver. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, what do you think of the little show?
That's like a page out of the Buddy Castle book.
Oh! the Potty Cash rulebook? Big Fatty, that's the BFO rulebook.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.